Hallelujah. This evening, I want us to open our Bibles to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, verse number 28. After that, we'll read Amos chapter 4, verse 7. First, let's read Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And after that, we read from Amos chapter 4, verse number 7. And I believe tonight you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. 2024, you will launch out into deeper waters. God will make the future better and glorious. 2024 will be a year of power. It will be your year of uncommon glory. It's people. It is the year of glory. It is the year of upliftment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please, can you take us, Chris, we want to read from Joel chapter 2, verse number 28. I want you to just prepare yourself. God is going to bless you so much through his word, and your life will never be the same. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Your young men shall see visions. Verse 29. It shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. The old men shall dream dreams, and the young men shall see vision. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. In those days. In those days. People of God, this scripture is a prophetic word about the future. And tonight I want to speak to you about what I've entitled The Prophetic Generation. I'm speaking to you on what I've entitled The Prophetic Generation. And Joel chapter 2 verse 28 is telling us that it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servant and upon the handmaid in those days will I pour out my spirit. People of God, I am hearing a lot of, people have been talking, people have been commenting. These days, it looks as if everywhere you go, there's this one is a prophet, this one is a prophet. Everything they do, we add some prophetic thing to it. So now prayer warriors have become prophets. But you see, we are in a certain generation, which I call the prophetic generation. Because we are in the end times, and the eschatological moment in which we are is also prophetic. Understand that the whole book of Revelation, the book of Revelation as John wrote it, is a book about the future. And this whole book was received through the wings of the prophetic. So John was on the island of Patmos when the Spirit of the Lord started revealing things that were yet to come, things that were in the future. Things God started revealing all these things even to John, and John documented and wrote everything down. So understand that the eschatological life of the church rode or rides under the wings of the prophetic. In other words, everything God has planned about the future, everything God has said about the future can only be seen, can only be known through the wings of the prophetic. And this is why the prophetic is a very important area which everybody must understand. Unfortunately, not many people understand what we mean by the prophetic. So people start fighting the prophetic. There are pastors, men of God, women of God, who fight the prophetic to the core. They hate the prophetic so much as if anybody who is a prophetic is a demon or is an agent of the devil. But understand that the prophetic was prophesied in Joel chapter 2 verse 28 that it shall come to pass in the last days that the Lord said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and even the old men will dream dreams, and the young men shall see visions. And all these things that are happening, it's a proof that we are in a prophetic generation. We are in that generation that this prophecy was talking about. We are in that generation which Joel the prophet spoke about, where the sons and daughters will prophesy, where the young men will see visions and the old men will dream dreams. So unfortunately, people fight the prophetic, not remembering the fact that the prophetic is part of the plans of God for humanity. The prophetic is part of the agenda of God for the church. The prophetic must not be fought. The prophetic must not be put under the ground. The prophetic is something God himself designed for humanity and for the church. As a matter of fact, when Jesus had finished his ministry on the earth and he was ascending on high, the Bible says he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors. The prophetic has become an issue that many people are fighting. When Jesus ascended on high, he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, and all that. Now, when somebody is an apostle, we don't have so much problem. When somebody is an evangelist, we don't have issues. When somebody is a teacher, a pastor, we don't have issues. But when somebody is a prophet, then it raises eyebrows, because the prophetic has become an issue of concern, because anything genuine has a counterfeit. And because of the genuineness of the prophetic ministry, there are people who have also taken advantage to also do a lot of things with the prophetic. So the prophetic actually is an extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ on the earth. So when you see the prophetic ministry, you see Jesus who is speaking to the body of Christ. The prophetic is the voice of Jesus, which is at work on the earth in this end time. It happens to be the most abused ministry in our contemporary generation, because people have taken advantage and are doing all kinds of things to fight the gift of God and the people of God. There are people who have put on robes of prophets, but they are not. There are people who have called themselves prophets, but they are not called by God. Even God does not know them. So, and there are others who are also genuinely called by God, but some way, somehow, they were not able to keep to the demands of this prophetic ministry, because the prophetic ministry is a ministry that demands a lot of sacrifice. It demands a lot of pain. It demands a lot of hard work. In fact, this ministry is not a nice ministry at all. It is a ministry where you sacrifice so much, you need to give all your time, full time. Otherwise, you will always miss it. Otherwise, you will always lose track of what God is saying per time. So the prophetic requires so much sacrifice. And when people are not able to keep up to the dimension and the deep level of sacrifice, they throw their calling away and they take on teacher of the word of God. What happened? They have swayed. Some have swayed from the truth. Some could not continue the sacrifices that they are supposed to make. As a result of all these things, some families have been divided because of the prophetic. Because somebody accused somebody as a witch. Somebody accused somebody as the cause of the problem in the family. And because of that, some families and marriages and things like that have been dissolved. And because of this, many people think that anyone that calls himself a prophet must be looked at twice. In fact, in our generation, especially in the Pentecostal arena and evangelistic arena, when somebody starts behaving like or manifesting the prophetic gift, every eye now comes to the person, and they think that if we are not careful, this guy will do some things that is not according to the word. So because of that, when somebody also carries the prophetic gift, they are always too careful to make sure that they don't offend and destroy something. Everybody gets to know that mistake, and people usually don't want to allow them to make mistakes. Mistakes are part of the training. Mistakes are part of the ministry. But when somebody makes a mistake, they said, "Ha, didn't we say that if we are not careful, this guy will start doing these things?" But who has not done a mistake before? Jesus said, "The one who has not sinned before should cast the stone first." So the prophetic is a very important subject. However, it is a very dicey area. It appears to be difficult to come across genuine prophetic ministry. And this is because sometimes we have not been able to mentor the few ones who are coming up. We have not been able to mentor intentionally those who are carrying this kind of anointing or this kind of grace. And I believe that in our generation, no matter what we do, we are in a prophetic generation. We need the prophetic more than as never before. This is the time we need the prophetic in our businesses. We need the prophetic in our family. We need the prophetic in almost every aspect of our lives. And I am praying that tonight, may God release that prophetic mantle upon somebody's life. You see, when we say the prophetic, a lot of people think that you need to be a prophet before you become prophetic. And that is why I wrote a book, Igniting the Prophetic. And you need to get a copy of that book because it's a very powerful book. You see, you don't need to be a prophet before you become prophetic. There are many people and many examples in scripture where there were people who were never called prophets, but they walked in a prophetic way with God. So there are people in scripture like Mary. Mary had a prophetic encounter with angels, but Mary was not a prophet. When you read Acts chapter 10, the Bible talks about the house of Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile. Cornelius was not part of the people of God or the house of God. He was not a believer. But this guy had a genuine encounter with divinity, and it was a prophetic encounter. He was able to decode and even see that somebody will come and visit him, and the name of the person is so-so and so. And even the address of where the person is staying was given to Cornelius. At the end of the day, Cornelius was not called a prophet. So the Bible said that Cornelius was just an ordinary soldier. So even though he was a military man, he was very prophetic. So it means that you can be a banker and you are prophetic. You can be a beautician and yet you are prophetic. You can be a medical doctor and you are prophetic. No matter your career and no matter the business you are doing, irrespective of whatever it is, you can do your business and you can still be prophetic. So when we say the prophetic does not require someone to be a prophet. I am very prophetic. I am very prophetic. And I know you are also very prophetic. You don't want to wait. So don't wait to be ordained as a prophet before you say you want to be prophetic. God is looking for a prophetic generation. That is why I said tonight I'm speaking about a prophetic generation. So it is a generation that is sensitive to the spirit. When we say somebody is prophetic, it means that the person is sensitive to the leadings of the spirit and is able to yield himself or yield herself to the leadings of the spirit. As long as you are able to obey and yield yourself to the leadings and instructions of the Holy Spirit, then you are prophetic. So it means that the most important personality in the prophetic is the Holy Spirit. As long as a man is able to yield himself or herself to the Holy Spirit, then the person is prophetic. So the prophetic has to do with anyone that is sensitive and very yielded to the Spirit of God. As long as you are doing that, you are prophetic. So there can be many prophetic people, but not everyone man can be a prophet. So the fact that you are prophetic does not also mean that you are a prophet. You can be a prophetic Christian, but yet you are not a prophet. I am praying that in this meeting, God will release the prophetic mantle upon everyone here, so that even after this meeting, you will go back to your house and you will start prophesying. You will go back to your home, your business, and you will have access to the voice of the Spirit of God. You will have access to what God is saying. Everything about your future, everything about your past, everything about your present, the Holy Ghost will start talking to you about them, and you will have access to all these things. And so your life will be so simple. In the year 2024, God is raising a prophetic generation, a generation of young men and young women, a generation of old men and old women, a generation of sons and daughters who shall prophesy, who shall dream dreams, and who shall see visions. And I decree and declare, in the year 2024, your life will be a prophetic life. Your business will be a prophetic business. Your marriage will be a prophetic marriage. Even your children will become prophetic children, because God will give your family and even yourself access to the voice of the Spirit. And you will not do anything unless the Spirit has spoken. You will not do anything unless God has given you direction. You will not do anything unless you have heard from above. And I pray in the name of Jesus that this will be your portion. So God is desiring to speak to his children. It's the desire of God that he will speak to every child of his. God desires that everyone can hear him speak. God desires that everyone will get to know what he is about to do in their lives. It is the will of God that you will get to know, and you get to see and understand what he is planning concerning your life. In 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15, God had visited Samuel. God visited Samuel and told Samuel, tomorrow around this time, I am sending to you a young man. His name is called Saul, my God. And you see, listen, people of God, right now, tomorrow is Friday. God can come to you and tell you, my sister Eunice or my brother John, tomorrow around 1 p.m., I am sending a young man to your office. His name is called Joel, and he has a daughter by the name Carissa. And the daughter is even having this issue. When he comes to your office, I want you to address this issue with him and pray for him, even before you start talking about business and money. My God, this is what I call the prophetic generation. It is a generation where the people are so in tune with the Spirit of God, and the people understand the voice of the Spirit, and they know what God is about to do. I am praying that in the year 2024, between now and even the year 2024, I pray that nothing will take you and I by surprise before anything happens in Ghana, before anything happens in Africa, before anything happens in any part of the world. I pray that God will speak to you about it in the name of Jesus. And I remember in AFCON 2017, Ghana Black Stars was going to play against DR Congo. And before the match, somewhere Friday, I told my wife that I have had a revelation. And in the revelation, God spoke to me and said, the Black Stars, their first goal will come on the 63rd minute of the match. And Black Stars will carry the win. They will carry the match that day. And Saturday came, Sunday was the match. And as we were watching the match, we have watched the match already. We knew the outcome of the game. So we were not worried so much. If God tells you the things that are yet to happen, you will not worry so much. If God shows you what is in 2024, you will not struggle. You will not worry, because you already know the outcome of the game. And when we were watching the match, we saw that first half was gone and it was a draw. There was no goal. And that it was a goalless, half. Then when we came for the second half, because God has said it is a 63rd minute, I was looking forward to the 63rd minute. And before I realized, by the time the minute was on the 63rd one, it was a goal exactly on the 63rd minute. And by the time you realize, Andre Ayew, Jordan Ayew had scored another penalty, which gave the Black Stars a win over the Democratic Republic of Congo. In other words, it was not just about winning the match, but God even gave us the specific minutes that the goal was going to come. And this is what I call the prophetic. Where you are not an ordained prophet, you are not called a seer. Nobody knows you. Everybody knows you as a nurse, as a midwife, as a banker. Everyone knows you as a security agent. Everyone knows you as a teacher, as a professor. However, you have access to the things of the spirit concerning the future. God gives you information. God tells you what is about to happen. This was what happened to Samuel. There was a man called Saul who was looking for missing donkeys. And the Bible said, tomorrow I am going to send to you a young man by the name Saul. When he comes, he is the king of Israel. Arrest him and anoint him as the king of the land. And by the time the next day came, here was a man coming. And indeed, his name was called Saul. And the Bible said, God spoke to Samuel and said, Samuel, this is the man I spoke to you about. People of God, I want you to understand that God's desire is that you will hear his voice. God's desire is that you will have access to everything he's about to do. It is the plan and the will of God that you get to know everything God is going to do. So when you read Amos chapter 4, verse 7, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible said that surely the Lord God will do nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servant the prophet. So because you are prophetic, God will most of the times not do anything unless he reveals his secrets to you. So the prophetic is about divine secrets. The prophetic is about a revelation of the secrets of God. God has an institution called the secret agency. The prophetic ministry is the secret agency of God. It is the institution in divinity that is in charge of the revelation of secrets to the people of God. So before God will do anything, he must first reveal it. If he reveals it to you, he will reveal it to another person. If you don't see it, he will show it to another man. By all means, God must reveal what he's about to do. Am I talking to somebody? And God has many ways of speaking. Sometimes God will speak through the teachings of the word. Teachings of the word like this. God will speak to you through the word of God. Like today, I shared with you the prophetic word in the book of Exodus. Today, I shared with some of you the prophetic word in Exodus chapter 23, verse number 20, where God was speaking to the people of Israel. It was a prophetic word that God was giving the people of Israel. God was telling them, I will send an angel ahead of you. I will send an angel to even go ahead of you. It was a prophetic word. So sometimes God speaks to us through the word of God, the written word of God, the Holy Bible, the teachings of the word of God. God will speak to you through the word. And sometimes God will speak to you through the word of prophecy. In prophecy, God can speak to you. And sometimes God will speak to you through your inner witness. And God will speak to you sometimes again through dreams and through visions. There are many ways God speaks. By all means, one of the things that is very important is to position yourself so that you can have access to the voice of God. And I want to tell you four things you need to do so that you can position yourself as a prophetic, as a participant of this prophetic generation, as a citizen of this prophetic generation. I want to show you four ways you can position yourself to be prophetic. Four ways you can position yourself to be prophetic. Number one is to be a lover of God's word. Be a lover of God's word. Be a lover of God's word. Oh my God. Marabadadadada. Oh, be a lover. Be a lover of God's word. A lover of God's word. A lover of God's word. Oh, there's nothing sweet like the word of God. There's nothing sweet. There's nothing sweet like the word of God. Oh, libron godobo. Hey, maladada. There's nothing sweet. Hey, mayandadadadadabalaba. Le marabashandele kapa. There's nothing sweet as the word of God. In Psalm 119, the Bible said that, oh, how I love your law. Oh, how I love your law. Psalm 119, verse 97. He said, oh, how I love your law. Oh, Malabasha, how I love your law. When you read the Bible said that I shall delight in your commandment, which I love. Anybody that is a lover of God's word has access to the voice of God. Psalm 119, verse 47 and 48, he said, I shall delight in your commandment, which I love. A lover of God's commandment. A lover of his word. He said, and I shall lift up my hands to your commandment, which I love and which I meditate day and night. Psalm 119 verse 97, my God. He said, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. It is my Psalm 119 verse 113. He said, I hate those who are double-minded, but I love your law. Anyone that loves the word of God always hears the voice of God. When you love the word, you become somebody that has access to the voice of God. Men and women who have the word also have no problem getting access to the voice of God. The reason why you are struggling to hear the voice of God is because you don't love the word of God. It's because you don't read the word. Psalm 119 verse 140, it says your word is very therefore your servant loves it. Therefore your servant loves it. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 119 verse 167 say, my soul keeps your testimony. I am here to announce to somebody that be a word lover. You love a lot of things. You love a lot of videos. You love fashion. You love a beautiful skin. You love, you know, you love money. You love business. You love social media. You love all kinds of things. But I'm here to tell you, if only you can be a word lover, then you can have access to the voice of God. If only you can be a word lover, then you can have access to the word of God. In 2024, may God raise word lovers. May God raise word lovers in this place. In this place, may God raise word lovers. In the name of Jesus, if only you can be a word lover, then you can have access to the voice of God. Number two, positioning yourself to having the voice of God. Number two is to be a lover of his presence. Is to be a lover of his presence. Be a lover of his presence. I am talking about making time daily to fellowship with God. Making time daily to fellowship with God. Making time daily. It is a daily affair. If only you want to have access to the voice of God, then you must enjoy his presence. Moses will go before the presence of God, and he will go with Joshua. And Moses will lead back Joshua with the presence of the Lord. There is fullness of joy. There is fullness of joy. There is something about the presence. Pray that you will be a presence lover. You will be a presence lover. In the name of Jesus, making time for daily fellowship with God is what I call the presence. It's what I call the presence. Anybody that that stays in the presence of God has access to the voice of God. Anyone that dwells, the Bible said that wherever the spirit is, there is liberty. The Lord is the spirit, and wherever the spirit is, there is liberty. People of God, I am here to tell you that there is power in the presence. There is liberty in the presence. In the name of Jesus, Bible said in Psalm 95 verse 2, that let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, he said that enter his court with praise and enter his gate with thanksgiving in your heart. He said that let us come boldly to the throne of grace and we will obtain mercy and find grace to to help in times of need. So in the presence of God, there is mercy. In the presence of God, there is grace. If only you can stay in the presence, then you will hear the voice of God. The reason why you are not hearing the voice of God is that you are. It's been a long time you did your morning devotion. For a long time, you don't spend time with the presence. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. When you stay in the presence, you have security. In the name of Jesus, Psalm 16 verse 2, he said, I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good beside you. He said, as the deer panteth for the waters, so my soul longeth after thee. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. Men are hungry for many things. In our generation, men are looking for many things. But I pray that you will be part of the prophetic generation. It is the generation that is hungry for God, the generation that is thirsty for God, the generation that is looking for God, the generation that says, oh God, you are the only thing that satisfies me. He said, oh God, you are my dwelling place. That is the prophetic generation we are talking about. There is nothing beyond the presence. That is why Moses said, if your presence does not go with me, listen, people of God, if you don't dwell in the presence cannot go with you. If you don't dwell in the presence cannot go with you. The presence of God only goes with those who dwell in the presence. In Exodus 33:15, he said that if your presence does not go with us, then do not lead us from here. If you want to qualify for the presence of God in the year 2024, then you must be a presence lover. You must cultivate the presence of God. Sometimes you got to lock yourself in your room for 2 days. You are praying. Sometimes you got to lock yourself for 7 days and you are praying and you are tarrying in the presence of God. Sometimes you got to say, oh, my family, I am traveling to a place. I want to encounter God. I want to see God. I want to feel God, because you are a presence lover. Oh, only those who love his presence will have access to the voice of God. Number three is to be a lover of purity. Be a lover of purity. A lover of purity. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart. It is only the pure in heart. It is only those who are pure that can see God. If you don't love purity, you cannot in any way, you cannot have access to the voice of God. You cannot be living in sin and expect God to speak to you. I always say, and this one was said by my father in the Lord, he said, you cannot travel on the ticket of the devil and expect God to pick you at the airport. People of God, the will of God is that we will walk in holiness. The will of God is that we will walk in purity. Anybody that walks in purity and holiness, you have access to the voice of God. Obedience to the instructions of God is very paramount if you want to walk in the voice of God. Bible says that we, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Bible says that he has chosen us in him that we should be holy and blameless even before him in love. People of God, holiness is a requirement. Holiness is a requirement if you want to hear the voice of God. In our prophetic generation, people of God understand this, that purity is under attack. Purity is under attack. Men and women, there are people and there are things in our generation which is fighting our purity. But I want you to make a difference. No matter what will happen, I want you to bounce back and say, I will go for my purity. No matter what you have done in the past, Jesus has sent me to tell you, it is time to come back. It is time to return. It is time to come back to him. For if only you will come back like the prodigal son, he will go ahead and even embrace you and take you as his own. People of God, have you done some things in the past? Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. For behold, I am doing a new thing. And you don't see
Can you not see it? Can you not behold it? I am doing a new thing. And in our generation, even though your purity is under attack, but I want to encourage you, oh man of God, oh woman of God, don't take your beauty to hell. Don't take your handsomeness to hell. It is time to bounce back onto purity. No matter what has happened, you can bounce back. You can return. I said you can return. It doesn't matter what you have done. I am here to encourage somebody who feels like giving up because of purity. People have even thrown away their ministry because of purity. People have stopped going to church because of purity. People have not even having their to preach some sermons, but I am here to announce to you, if only you will come back, that saith the Lord, come back. Oh, come back, young woman, come back. Oh, young man, come back. Oh, come back, man of God, come back. Jesus is calling you, come back. Oh, servant of the Lord, come back. The Lord said, I should tell you to come back. It is time to return, for it is not over yet. If God has not said it is over, and then the battle is not over yet. If only you will come back, God will do a new thing in your life. Oh, I am coming back. I am coming back to the cross. Oh, it is only when you come to the cross that the blood of Jesus will start washing you again. What have you done? Are you the worst sinner? Are you the worst criminal? Are you the worst sinner? I am here to tell you, there was a man many years ago who himself became sin. He was not a sinner, but he took our sin and he was made sin for us. There is nobody that has become sinful like Jesus because he became sin for us. I am here to tell you, if only you will come back, God will do some amazing things. You have a bright future. Your ministry is stronger. You have a bright future. There is a glorious thing ahead. You can't afford to stop in the midway. In 2024, you will not give up on your purity. I said in 2024, you are not going to give up in any way because you are going to be a purity lover. Purity lover. Makuta kata. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord release the unction to stay pure in our generation. In this meeting, if you have joined us tonight, may God release unto you the anointing, the grace to stay pure. A consecrated life, a life that is truly repented, a life that is pure and holy. Oh my God, may God release that grace upon you tonight in the name of Jesus. And finally, if you want to have access to the voice of God, you need a calm and a peaceful environment. You need a calm and a peaceful environment. In other words, you must throw aside every distraction. There are so many distractions. I have heard and I have studied. I'm a student of the prophetic. And over the years, I've come to realize that anytime I have a peaceful environment and I have a calm environment, I am able to hear the voice of God more clearly. And God speaks to me often, not because God was not speaking, but because my ears are now clearer. So the reason why you are not hearing the voice of God is because your environment is too noisy. It's too noisy. You don't have peace in your spirit. You have issues in your heart. There is bitterness. There is unforgiveness in your heart. There are things that has made your heart so full of a lot of things, cloudy and too noisy. When your environment is noisy and your environment is not calm, you cannot hear the voice of God. In the year 2024, thus saith the Lord, be a calm lover, be a peace lover, for those that love peace shall obtain peace. Those who are calm will find a calm environment and they will hear the voice of God. I am here to tell somebody tonight that if you can be a word lover, and if you can be a presence lover, and if you can be a purity lover, and you can be a peace and a calm lover, calmness lover, then you will have access to the voice of God. This is the prophetic generation, a generation that is hungry for God, a generation that is thirsty for the supernatural. Oh, our ears have heard and our eyes have seen, and we have heard many stories about how God did some wonders in the past with our fathers and our mothers. We have heard of the Archbishop Francis the Horses. We have heard of the prophet M.K. Yeboes. We have heard of many people who have come and gone. We have heard that of the Apostle 18 Natis. Oh, we have heard of the Archbishops who have come and gone. We have heard of the Apostle Joseph Babalola and many, many more people who have come and gone. In our generation, it's a prophetic generation. God is raising an army that will be a prophetic generation who will go after God and nothing else. They will not place money above God. They will not place business above God. They will not place their family above God. And God is raising an army who will not raise materialism above God. They will be God lovers. God is raising God lovers in our generation. And I prophesy over 100 people in this place in the year 2024, because you are a God lover and because you are part of the prophetic generation, God will use you mightily. God will use you mightily. I said, God will use you mightily. I want you to unmute your microphone and give the Lord a mighty shout if you believe that you are part of the prophetic Amen. Generation. Ooh. Give the Lord a mighty Amen. Shout of praise.
Amen.
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 My God.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, prophetic generation. A generation Amen. That is full of the Spirit. A generation that is saying that I will pray until I hear God. A generation that is not competing among ourselves. We are not competing. We are not, you know, saying he can prophesy. Let me also prophesy. No. Everybody is unique in their own skills and calling. And a generation that is not competing among themselves, but they are complementing each other. Talking about, ladies and gentlemen, in the next few minutes, about 2 or 5 minutes, we want to lift a prayer. And all your prayer is one. God, you are my prayer topic today. All your prayer topic tonight is God. God is your topic. God is your prayer topic. You are saying, oh God, I need more of you. I need more of you. I have swayed. I have backslided. I've gone far away from you. But tonight, I desire an intimate encounter. I desire an intimate relationship. I don't know whether you are here. I don't know whether there are some God lovers and God chase us in this place, but I want you to come before God and say, God, I am coming back. I want to know you. I want to feel you. I want to encounter you. I want to hold you. Oh, I surrender to you. Oh, I need you tonight. Oh, I want to feel you. Oh, I am coming back to the place of your word, the place of your presence, the place of purity, and the place of peace. Oh, I want you to open your mouth and begin to pray. The other day, the Bible said, and God went to the Garden of Eden and said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Where are you, Adam? And Adam was nowhere to be found. But I pray tonight, God is asking, where are you? I pray you will respond and say, God, I am here. Isaiah said, I am here, Lord, send me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray and tell God that, God, tonight I avail myself in this prophetic generation. I want to hear you pray. Wanna hear you pray? 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 Hata. Olovo shi hakaliata. Le ribo shanda bahaya. You are my desire. Spirit of God. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 2. This is the last prayer. I feel we should pray. I feel strongly we should pray. Zechariah, my God, chapter 3, verse number 2. My God. It says, And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Instead of Jerusalem, put your name there. The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord who has chosen Emmanuel Otredakon. He said that, why is it? Because is not this one a plug out of the fire? A brand plug out of fire. People of God, I don't know whether you are ready for what is coming. Are you ready for what is coming? Are you ready for what is coming?
Yes.
Christopher, if you are here, give us Zechariah chapter 3, please, verse 2. Okay. I want you to start. We are going to pray the final prayer. You see, when there is fire, this prayer is targeted at activating the fire in you. There are many people who are sleeping. You can't say, I want prophecy, but if you receive the prophecy and there is no fire, then you have put yourself in trouble. Mm-hmm. You can't receive prophecy and you go and sleep. Then you are in trouble. You are in great trouble. So when God, the word of God is coming, the prophetic is coming, and many doors, opportunities are coming. When they come and you are on fire, that is a good one. And the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke you, O Satan, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem, the Lord who has chosen Dinah, the Lord who has chosen Richmond, the Lord who has chosen Israel, the Lord who has chosen Christopher. He said, the Lord rebuke you, because this one is like a fire, a brand that is plugged out of fire, a brand that is plugged out of fire. We want to lift the final prayer. You are telling God, oh God, set me ablaze. Set me on fire. Set me ablaze. Set me. This is the prayer I want you to pray aggressively and say, God, I am tired of giving up. I am tired of the lukewarmness. I am tired of being told as a Christian, God, set me on fire. I don't know whether you are ready to pray this prayer. This is the prophetic generation. It's a generation of fire. It's a generation that is waiting for the fire of God. It's a generation that is plugged out of fire. I want you to open your mouth right now and begin to pray. Oh God, set me on fire. 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 Pray aggressively. Pray for the fire. For the fire. Let there be an activation of the fire in your spirit in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Oh God, set me on fire. Oh God, set me on fire. Is this not a plucked out of the fire? Is this not a plucked out of fire? Oh God, Satan, you have no right over me. I am coming out with fire in the name of Jesus. It's your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we give you praise. We want to know your ways. We want to know your heart. We want to burn. We want to burn. We want to burn. We want to burn. Oh God, it's a prophetic generation, a generation on fire, a generation that is burning. Oh Lord, set us on fire. We thank you tonight. Thank you tonight for what you are about to do and for what you are doing tonight. In the name of Jesus, give you praise. Give you praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen,
amen and amen.